I teach yoga at the studio in Madison, Wisconsin. What I try to bring to my classroom is more that meditative stillness to slow down our minds and to relax our thoughts.
But it was actually a terrible accident that brought me to yoga.
The shoes that I'm wearing today are the same shoes I had when I was in the accident. So they've been with me a long time.
I knew I was going to get hit.
It's there, right this moment, was where I got hit.
I remember my body being hit on the top of the roof of the car. And I remember waking up and looking at the traffic that was coming for me. So I knew I was alive, and I knew that my life would change. I was in misery for a long time. I owe my recovery to yoga.
Thoughts arrive, just observing them.
That bike accident changed my life for the better.
Knee comes forward, exhale, release that foot down.
I was able to further my practice when I moved to Thailand to teach English.
I would walk into a classroom that was a temple every day.
One of the most amazing places to visit in Madison is definitely Olbrich Gardens. And the one place that I'm always drawn into is the Thai Pavilion.
And I became a teacher in Thailand. I knew that Thailand was a place I would fall in love with.
There, I didn't have a lot of distractions. And I had a lot of time.
Because I didn't have a choice, I didn't know the language, I was forced, in a way, to just have to sit in silence a lot of the time, even through a practice. It really changed over time. At the end of the class, I realized I was in a state of bliss, of calmness, and of compassion.
Life became easier then. And it's really about coming into that place where you accept yourself for who you are. Then I was ready to come home. But I never envisioned as a child that I would be back in my hometown teaching at a community center. I feel like I've grown up.
What a wonderful thing to take your practice from the indoors, outdoors. Three summers ago, I learned how to paddleboard. There was an instructor who knew I taught yoga, and she said, "Wow, Maureen, wouldn't it be great if you could teach yoga on the paddleboard?" And I thought, no, that's not possible. How could you do yoga on a paddleboard? And it kind of excited me to a sense of, well, wonder could that be done? Such a playful, fun thing to do. It was a lot easier than I thought. Practicing stand-up paddleboard is a great teacher. It becomes a part of you. You're connecting with nature, so you see the clouds laying down on your back. You feel the wind being an element of a challenge when you're on the paddleboard. I'm continuing to grow and to learn as a teacher. I find what is the best part about being a yoga teacher is, you know, really sharing the wisdom of what you have learned, not only in your own life, but to also share it with the rest of the world. Namaste.